This is Triple M's Rush Hour, and our man Jay-Z Clark is in the studio.
Billy Brownless thinks he's a newsbreaker.
But let's introduce him to a real one. On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Jay-Z Clark.
There he is.
What else we got there?
Yeah, right, man.
Hang on. Have a listen.
Jackie Gunston just did his fitness test in front of me along the boundary line and told the doctor, I want to get back out there. Give me a go. So he's going to try and get back out there.
Woody Woodpecker.
Do you want to know the truth about that? Because that is embarrassing. I completely butchered it.
We love it.
But the truth of that is that I was uncomfortable in my seat at the time. There was something wrong with my...
I could see you weren't comfortable.
Something wrong with your...
I had a chair issue, Bill. And it was just affecting the way I was sitting in my voice box area. So I've got to get the chair right and I will deliver a deeper.
And breathe.
I was too fast. So that's the thing. I get down there, get excited about the action in front of me.
Breathe.
And I get caught up. And then all of a sudden I sound like Woody Woodpecker. And I'm never going to hear the end of it.
Get back out.
Going to try and get back out there.
That same seat was the one that the great Dr. Smooth had a blue with the MCG over.
Yeah.
And wouldn't broadcast.
Wouldn't talk.
Wouldn't talk until he was allowed back into his seat.
So you crossed down to him and there was nothing.
I remember.
Dead air. At least I talk.
Oh, no, it was an ongoing dispute Smooth had with the official down there. Now, what's kicking around, please? We had a AFL commission meeting today.
Yes, and look, the huge focus, and we're running out of time here, with the AFL women's season the last weekend of August. That's the pre-finals bye weekend for the men's competition. Mm-hmm. The absolute priority for the commissioners today was to thrash out the CBA so they can progress and prepare for the AFL women's season. There's a lot of frustration through the women's ranks at the moment, mm-hmm. and it's fair enough, Bill, because I don't know how long the season's going to go, how much they're going to get paid, how much time they need off, what's going to happen with their whole lives. So
when they can start preparing for the season.
Exactly.
Yes. If it's all
pre-season.
Pre-season should be almost underway.
So how much of the pie do they want?
Well, they want more of it, Bill.
It's fair to say.
Yeah. But the game during the economic issues which we've had, Gil McLachlan is trying to improve it. He's trying to improve it for everyone, the men and the women and other stakeholders, etc. So it is being thrashed out. The ladies also want a longer season. So what is it, 10 rounds at the moment? They want, with 18 teams in the competition, they want it to be a longer season rather than being a shorter one. I think there's reasonable questions, or it's good discussion about whether the league and the economy at the moment can carry a longer season from a economic viability point of view. So, you know, they're difficult discussions being had at the moment. Parties are confident that this will be thrashed out pretty soon. I mean, the next commission meeting, Jim, is not for another 5 weeks.
No.
So ideally, key progress will be made today. And I think an important stepping stone in this, initially the AFL wanted a 3-year agreement. I think it might only be a 1-year agreement. It's like a bridging sort of step. So let's get to the next year, and then that brings it in line with the men's competition. Yeah. And sort it out. So it is, I think progress will be made today, and we'll check back in at the end of the day's play, but hopefully significant progress will be made, because I mean, we are frankly running out of time.
What about the grand final?
Yeah.
And the timing of it, because I think the fans, they like the normal 2:30 or 2 o'clock, 2:30, but for some reason I get the feeling that the AFL would want twilight.
I think. In a Herald Sun poll every year we ask this question. Yeah. Do you want a day or twilight nighttime grand final? I think it's about 80% every year say day grand final. The people overwhelmingly vote for day. However, I think there is a certain appeal and broadcasting influence factor to having it in the twilight spot. And to be honest, Jim.
That's your mob, Jim.
Watching it last year, I had no problems with it. You start in the day.
I was in Perth for it. It was absolutely brilliant. We've been to the Super Bowl, which is always in the twilight. I love it. I love as the night descends and you get the, you know, the big lights start pumping and the screens kick in and all of the, you know, the entertainment looks amazing under lights. I love it.
Yep.
I think once people experience it, they will go brilliant.
I asked you a question during the ad break.
Yep.
Do they use, if it's twilight, which last year, Jim?
Mm-hmm. Do they yellow use, ball, Bill.
Don't they start with a red and then at halftime go to yellow?
You change the ball.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
So they start with a yellow, finish with a yellow.
Do you prefer to kick the, I hear this argument that they kick differently, the yellow and the red
I reckon
balls.
The yellow go further.
Yellow foot?
Yeah.
You were better with the yellow ball.
Oh, well, just have a look at some of the night games. That's when I was at my best, Jay-Z. I was at my best
at night. You know why you were good at night?
After dark.
You know why?
Brownless.
Oh, couldn't see the planes. That was why. Heredia Lumumba.
Yes. So only moments ago, Heredia Lumumba has released more previously secret recordings in his mediation sessions back years ago with Nathan Buckley. And I'll break this down to you because it does get messy and it's a lot of tit for tat. And it's not the whole recording, right? Nathan Buckley wants the whole 7 hour tapes. It's not. They're just sort of 30 second snippets from Lumumba. Now, previously, Nathan Buckley said, "Hey, Heredia, it was you who wanted to be traded." Now, Heredia in the recordings today has said, it does show Nathan Buckley, or it does, now you can hear Nathan Buckley saying, "This is the best outcome for you, H, and the club." So it is edited, but it is seemingly Nathan Buckley pushing the case for the trade. The other big takeaway out of this is that Nathan Buckley, you can hear him saying that, "Heredia, you are out of step with the club's values." And Heredia's like, "What are you talking about? I'm just trying to improve the culture. You've been subjected to this for 9 years now. I want things to change." And Nathan Buckley's saying, "Well, you're inconsistent in the way you've presented, and you're not in line with the Collingwood Football Club." So he's sort of saying, he's not saying come back to the party line, but he's sort of saying you're a bit one out here. So I don't know where this ends. Boys, there was a feeling that Heredia might sort of, he was finished and he was going to wrap it up there, but he's aired more recordings today.
7 hours, you said.
I think the, back in.
Of recordings.
I think that the mediation session, the original one that they had, went for like all day. Gee. And at the end, everyone was exasperated because they didn't really get anywhere. And 9 years later, we're still in that spot.
Nowhere.
So,
it's
not ideal. And you would love for this to be.
So what does he want, do you reckon? Because is it true? Eddie's apologised. Nathan's apologised. Yep. Collingwood Football Club have apologised.
Clearly, Bill, he is unhappy with the process as it is being handled right now. He's complained about some of the legal influences and aspects. I think he wants a process.
Doesn't like Bucks, it sounds like, too.
No, I think they've quite significantly fallen out.
Yes.
But, I think Collingwood has tried to bring in Indigenous experts into this space.
Yeah.
But there's a legal issue there, which is Heredia is not happy with, and whether there's more tapes to come, I'm not sure. But she's messy. Nathan Buckley's due to speak again, this weekend, and I assume he'll be asked about these latest recordings, Jim.
All right, Jay-Z, stick around. More with you after this.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tim English has got, he's ill, Jim. Jim.
Ill Jim.
JB, Bill and Jay-Z Clark.
Dusty Martin is a constant source of focus because he's a champion, but also his future.
Hasn't this got momentum really grown over the last couple of weeks? So we heard back in January, February, March that Dusty Martin is would be keen to experience or explore the possibility of a more anonymous lifestyle up in Sydney. So he's tied with Paul Gallen, Sonny Bill Williams, some crew up there. I think he spent a bit of time in Sydney over the off-season, pre-season, and enjoyed things up there. And then Richmond coach Damien Hardwick says today, and I think this is really significant, he says we're not going to stand in the champ's way. If he wants to pursue a new chapter and a fresh start in Sydney, with a specific lifestyle, and it's worked for Tony Lockett, Barry Hall, sort of, and the great Lance Franklin, of course, it really feels like this is a live option. And then, so list managers have been talking, and it's been the hottest talk in clubland over the past 48 hours. So what does a Dustin Martin trade, what does a Dustin Martin deal look like? And you speak to these recruiters and list managers, and so the common, if a player's not involved, it's sort of a first-round pick and a second-round pick. So he's 30.
I'm about to say, even
Dusty.
At 30.
30.
Yes.
First and second at that age.
How many years has Dustin Martin got left, Jim?
Probably 3 or 4.
Well,
100 games in him? What if he just played forward like you did, Bill?
Oh, no.
He could kick snags. Imagine if how many goals he would kick just playing forward.
But he's got to play in the midfield. You're not going to get just a forward for first and second pick.
No, but I reckon he starts in the midfield and could finish his career forward, right?
Yeah.
So if you had, say, I don't know, first and second round pick, say, pick 10 and pick 25 or something like that, or you look at a player. So Tom Papley has expressed a desire to come back to Victoria Carlton. The trade went through.
Yep.
Ollie Florent is a very good young midfielder who'd sit nicely in that Richmond midfield.
He wouldn't be letting him go, though. Well, I wouldn't let Ollie Florent go.
For Dustin Martin?
No, I reckon he's a beauty. Well, and the other thing with Dusty is his passion to play 4 years.
Yep.
I've always looked at Dusty and thought when the time's up, he'll just snatch it and go because it doesn't look like footy's the only thing in his life.
That's money talks, Jim.
Does talk.
When it's like, what would the deal's still going to be with an ambassadorial component, which is worth 100, 200 as well. Got all the little.
Does he want to go? But that's the other thing. Tigers, mate, and they're looking good again. Could win another premiership, another Norm Smith. So
I don't know what Dustin Martin is thinking, but it does appear to be a real live option for him. So, and I think with these sorts of deals and these sorts of talks, we know Sydney and Kinnear Beetson, Rich and Collis, like unbelievable operators and have been in the past. Those talks would be happening now. Like Lance Franklin started the year out.
What about the Giants? If he was going to go to Sydney?
Chance.
If.
Chance.
You're saying more than Swans.
I think the Swans would appeal more, particularly when you look at that young talent coming through when the premiership window clearly exists.
Essendon?
Yeah, so the fallout continues. New two-year deal for Xavier Campbell, the CEO. So I think, the pressure comes for Ben Rutten, and in particular the senior midfielders who were poor again. And that loss to Sydney, I think 30 tackles. It was their second lowest since 2005. It's been called one of their worst wins since the Asada
worst
circus.
Loss.
Worst loss. So I think the microscope this week has fallen internally on those senior midfielders. That's Dylan Scheel. That's Andrew McGrath.
Dyson.
That's Dyson Heppel, a captain, and Zach Merritt, of course. So that's where they want to lift. And it's the transition that Melbourne made, fellas. They went from, they were selfish on ballers.
Yes.
Right?
They were.
Right? Now, the feedback to these players is that they must become more selfless too, because they have been playing a style which I think is good for the numbers. And, you know, they made finals last year, got a soft draw. But is this the step back for Essendon to find out what it needs to do to go forward? And I think becoming a selfless football team and a selfless midfield is really a key stepping stone, and that is the discussion.
Yeah, well, that could be absolutely right, but I don't see Essendon's midfield as being anywhere near as dangerous or deep as Melbourne's was 2 or 3 years ago.
Do they have? They've
got so many they can roll through there, Melbourne. Whereas I think it's a skinny midfield and it's a bit one-paced.
And they need to add to it, and that is why they're going to need to keep their top draft pick. So we know they went for Josh Dunkley a couple of years ago, Jim. I think at the moment they got pick 3 up their sleeves. They're definitely going to keep that. They're going to add to the young talent with Perkins, Cox, Reed, Harry Jones.
Who hasn't signed? One of them hasn't signed.
At Essendon?
Yeah.
Andrew McGrath hasn't.
Yeah.
And there is some interesting talk around that at the moment. Right. Nick Cox hasn't either.
Yes, Nick Cox.
And Zach Reed hasn't.
Yes.
Nick Hine committed to a 2-year deal today, and Archie Perkins committed to a 2-year deal yesterday. So I'd expect that'll all get done. I think Andrew McGrath is really interesting, but they got work to do. They don't want to be, so the question is about Ben Rutten, right? They need to be competitive in the back half of the season. If they're not competitive in the back half of the season with Alistair Clarkson sitting there, I think that's when the pressure really will be turned up.
Hmm.
Interesting with those. I really like the additions they've made to their list in the last 2 years, but can any of them roll through and become an inside?
Petrarca?
Yeah. Any of them?
A Clayton Oliver. They're probably not
Jai
the same.
Corbel?
Yeah, good solid. Good solid, but I don't know that.
I'm talking about Perkins, Cox, you know, those the big three they brought in who are really good kids. Are any of them going to go in?
I mean, Perkins looks outstanding.
They're magnificent.
You know, and I think Cox has the flexibility. So I think it's got to be an exciting journey to go on. When we're talking about Oliver and Petrarca back in the day, they had their flaws too, Jim.
Yeah. Oh,
you
know,
Petrarca was inconsistent.
Yeah, but they're always going to be inside. Well, Oliver was from the start. But the track, as soon as he got his body right, was always going in. Tell me about Bailey Smith.
Yes, yeah, so he isn't re-signing at the Bulldogs yet.
Why?
Well, what's he worth, Bill? You tell me what Bailey's
worth. Whatever Bailey he wants.
Well, he had 43 possessions on the weekend.
He's a good player.
And the poster boy, the marketing, the brand off-field. He's the sexiest dude in the competition,
you like
really.
Him?
I love him.
No, he's gold.
Superstar. Yep. So is he out of contract or?
He is, yes, he is, and he's held off on talks.
Wow.
And it's worked for him because he's 43 possessions of the weekend. He started off having that personal time break. You think, oh, what's happening here?
Yeah.
And now he's electric in the midfield. So they've held off.
Too
I think it's worked.
DMs
he goes up. Josh Dunkley, I think we touched on him last week. There isn't a lot of contract talks happening here. There isn't a lot happening. So maybe he's one who falls out. And that helps them get a big bloke in like Griffin Logue, Fisher Mackesy from Adelaide, someone like that we talked about.
Love it, Jay-Z. Always great to catch up with you.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
See you later.